Chapter 1, Parasites, Pearls and Pigs. Discovering your pearl, then knowing what to do with it. The parasite. Oh, I just loathe parasites. If there's anything I want you to get out of this very first chapter is just how a guttural, a kind of a disgusting feeling you have to have around a parasite. I remember as a child, I was brought up on a sheep and beef farm here in New Zealand, and my father would regularly get in the animals, the sheep and the cattle, and he would give them a drench. What I mean by a drench is like this white liquidy fluid that we would put down the cow or the sheep's throat and pull a trigger and it goes straight down into the stomach. And I didn't know what we were doing it for. Dad would just say, oh, we're drenching the sheep today. But what he was doing was actually killing the parasites, or preventing the parasites from taking over, let's say, the sheep. Because what we would see is if it didn't happen, the sheep would just slowly lose condition. They would lose weight. They'd become sicker and sicker and sicker because there was this parasite that had got into themselves, and this parasite was basically sucking the life out of this lamb. And either it was like a tapeworm, and like I've seen a tapeworm when it's been excreted, and it's just vulgar to see this worm, or it's like a liver fluke, which is like this bug that gets into the liver and just sucks the life out of the liver and slowly just kills the host, which is the lamb or the cow. And so my dad and I, we would drench the sheep with this chemical and would go in and it would kill the worm, the parasite, the tapeworm. And then the sheep would recover and get stronger. And what often would happen is, what happens with these tapeworms and these worms is they would excrete out through the back end of the animal, and then another animal would come along and just eat it. Because it's so small, it just goes straight into the ingestion system of the animal. And I hope you're feeling revulsion towards parasites like I do. But it even goes further on for me in that I've had experiences of ticks in these little horrible little bugs that cling on to the skin of an animal and human and then dig in and suck the lifeblood out. Another example, this is a horrible way to start a book, isn't it? But another example is, as I look out my office window here, I can see a tree that is not native to New Zealand, and it's actually a noxious weed, as in that it should really be got rid of. I would like to cut it down, but I live at a place that I rent, and my landlord does not want me to cut it down. But it's a noxious weed. It's taking up space, taking up resources from the ground, where something much better, much more native, much more healthier for this position could be planted. In my view, it's kind of a parasite. And in my gardening business, I deal with a lot of parasitic plants as such, plants that are taking over areas, that are climbing, like ivy and vines that climb up over trees and cling to the bark of the tree and just basically take over the tree, and will eventually would kill it because it'll just climb over all the leaves and everything. And part of my gardening business is to go out and actually cut those things down and to get rid of them and to stop them spreading. And in this audiobook, which I've titled Parasites, Pearls and Pigs, one of the actual, the big illustration is around the growth of the pearl. And I didn't know this until I started researching for the series that I write on the website, that actually it's a parasite that digs in through the shell of a mollusk, or like an oyster or a mussel, who burrows through the shell of the oyster and wants to take over the actual parrot, the shell. It burrows in, and then what happens is that the pearl, the oyster, has a natural reaction where it actually starts to smother or to cover that parasite with layers and layers of fine calcium carbonate, so much so that it kills the parasite and it creates a beautiful little ball called a pearl. And when I discovered that, I thought, wow, that is incredible, that the pearl has like this natural defense mechanism that happens. And we're going to discuss this further in another chapter. But there is this, the parasite wants to destroy and suck the life out of this oyster, but the oyster has this means by which it self-protects. And I thought about this, and I thought, so many people that I've talked to, and including myself, we've had parasites as such that have wanted to either cling on or burrow deep into our being and to suck the life out of us, to destroy us. Little things, and if they're left unchecked, if they're left undrenched as such, if they're left untended, they take the life out of us, they take the life out of our being, and eventually they kill us. Or it may be even worse still, is that we never become who we're always intended to be. And it could be just a little thing, a little abuse, just a little slight from somebody, and it burrows into us and it sits there and starts to suck the life out of us as we ponder on it and we think about it and we overthink about it and think about it. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and eventually sucks the life out of us. And I think about that, and I think about some of the things that have happened to me, and I overthink them. And I need to have some kind of natural response to those incidents, to identify the parasites when they come in and want to take over, and to actually defend myself or defend who I am, and so that they actually eliminated and covered over and destroyed and morphed into something of my history, but not who I am. So that's the parasite. And for an oyster shell, it could be something like what they call as a polydora, and they drill through the shell. But for us, it could be a very slight incident. It could be a major incident from the past. It could be all sorts of things that want to take us over and to suck the life out of us. And it's not what was intended for us. So in the next part, we're going to be looking at the next stage. What is this thing called the mantle?